Metropolitan Police 101 service. If you wish to report a crime that is happening now, or someone is injured and in need of urgent medical attention, or in immediate danger, please hang up and dial 999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report...
There will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with emergencies. Mm-hmm. If you are reporting antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello.
I spoke to a few agents earlier on in regards to official servants, in regards to my ongoings at present, and I just wanted to go through a few things. On your new message, when I phone up this phone line now, yeah, on the new message, that's an audio recorded message, it says, if this is in regards to antisocial behaviour, please stay on the line. If it's in regards to a traffic report, then contact the traffic officer. So my first issue that I'm having here is I have phoned this line so many times in regards to antisocial behaviour where the claimants are attacking me, and every time I phoned it and asked you to take a statement off me, you refused to let that happen. But you've taken statements of other people that call you, so I want to understand. I've been told that this line has nothing to do with antisocial behaviour or with people banging or attacking me in my home, that I can't phone you lot in regards to none of these issues. People trying to take my life, flashing the toilet above my head every day. Why won't you deal with me, but you would deal with other members of the public? I'm quite concerned about it. You've got 220 phone calls off me when I've been getting attacked at the worst of times, when you could have stopped the suffering that I was going through on the computers. Because a police officer admitted that to my mother on recording the other day. He went through and said there's over 220 phone calls here to us, and he said this is out of order what's happening. So I want to understand, why am I so different? Why won't you deal with my antisocial behaviour claims against my neighbours and not arrest any of these people? Is that a fair question to ask, would you say?
Well, I can't comment on that because I don't know what the current history is. Are you wishing to make a complaint?
I've already made complaints. I've been waiting for a supervisor to phone me back today. I've had to make a website. The website is live now. I'm about to start to go public with it and start to send it out to mass amounts of people. It's got lots of police officers' names in it. I've spoke to all the highest departments and legal departments in Wicks and the rest of it, and they've all advised me that what I'm doing is not against the law. I'm going to build an online report in regards to all of the call centres' calls, because I'm recording all of these and I'm putting them online. And the people upstairs above me, I've got loads of evidence in the website of what they've done and previously done and fraud that they've actually committed. They own over 50 houses in fraudulent names. She got married in a fake name, which she uses with you now, and signs all affidavits of service, which is a forgery under the 9/11 Act. Yeah, when she's signing all of this, knowing that she falsified her first name in her marriage certificate, and she falsified the sex. She never used her real surname, Yogajar, because she's got lots of houses stored in it, because her dad's an accountant. They used her other surname to nick a council flat. They're temporary accommodation. I'm a secure tenant, and you've left them upstairs attacking me. And basically telling me I'm not allowed to live in my own hometown. And when they're finished, they're not even going to live in this area because they're from Walthamstow and they're going to move back to Walthamstow. So why won't you support me in my own hometown that my mother gave me birth in? I was birthed at Chase Farm Hospital. Yeah, and I was born in 1981. I've got my British UK passport. I've got my birth certificate. I'm a secure tenant. And you've got these temporary accommodation people upstairs, two flats above me, attacking me. They've lied. When Lemmy Newbush, who's a council officer in 2016, has come along and he has picked up, he on the phone call recording, he had three previous claims against me, which are in the council's history. And then what he done is he tried to entrap me into a meeting, saying if I don't go for a meeting about these three claims, that he's going to take my home off me. I said to him, I've already been arrested for these claims by the police and I got found not guilty at court. So they're all NFAs and you've got no right in questioning me. You're not a police officer. I asked him the last time in the recording when my last complaint was. He says, oh, in January. This was on the 7th of 2017, so it was prior 6 months. So I said to him, you're out of the time limitation act anyway, even if you did pass the information to the police. He got upset and he copied and pasted all of the information, yeah, that the three claims, 31 times. So now my next door neighbour Stan's had 7 meetings, this one's had 8, and he went for a possession order to steal my flat. Then because I've told him I know what he's done, he then called the Matthew Elegans down for a meeting with the first time with him, and he had a prepared statement with all of the stuff that he had put in the possession order and got the Matthew Elegans to falsely sign it. So they've signed it knowing that I never done none of these things to them, and that can be proved from the council's history that I have in the timestamps. If anyone just went to, for instance, I've turned my website on Horrific Corruption, and if you just went into Horrific Corruption and forgot the first ASBO and the missing signatures, and I've left all the evidence in the first ASBO on Horrific Corruption to prove that I wasn't found guilty in the court. You can see it, yeah. I've just turned it on. But if you go to the instructions are, because someone told me you don't have Google, but I don't believe that. If you go into the Horrific Corruption, you go to the second injunction folder at the bottom, and it says the 25th of the 6th, 2018. If you click on that, you'll see three PDF books come up, which is all of Lemmy's injunction orders and that is put against me. Now if you scroll to the very bottom of the bottom book, if you click along, you will see on page like 24 on the second book just up, you'll see Lemmy's first claims against me. And if you click on the bottom index, yeah, at the very bottom of it, and press Control F, what you can do is you can see all of the claims that Lemmy accused me of, and you can put them into the Control F into the index at the bottom, and you see the claimant's histories, and then you see all of the ones that never really got made that he falsified. And it's very easy to do, and very easy to see what Lemmy done when he tried to steal my home to cover up the ASBO that the Metropolitan Police and the council made against me with no victims. I've been abused for the last 4 or 5 years of my life. I've not done nothing wrong. And I don't think this is fair. If you go to the first ASBO, someone can actually go into the thing. Because I've got no problem with the police. I got on with Grandfall so well before they touched my woman and to get to me. I've been arrested so many times as a child. And I've never, ever, ever gone to a police officer's wife and gave them a problem. I wouldn't do that. If anyone has a problem with me, they should come to me. Yeah, no one should have touched Shannon, ever. I knew her for 8 months and I cared for her. Yeah? And no one should scare me out of the country because I'm supposed to have sexually gave them something when I never done that. I never done nothing bad to nobody. Yeah, that was it was a smokescreen to scare me out of the country to cover up the first ASBO. And you can see the transcripts in the first. If you click on the first ASBO in the website, you can see. You still there, madam?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm listening.
If you go to the first ASBO and you click in there, you can click on the first ASBO. You can see. I was requesting MG6E, which is a copy of all the criminal convictions of all of the official people dealing with my case. You can see that these people had done this to somebody else. They caused a sex scandal, Robert Taylor, who dealt with my whole case. The evidence is there. You can see that not one first-hand witness attended court. All Inspector Skinner, Inspector Miles, and all the rest of them attended court, all hearsay. I've got the right to question the first-hand evidence, yeah? and you can see the transcripts, and you can see them all saying, oh, we're sorry, we copied the evidence out of the Crimits. None of the police officers were even there. Yeah, they've all copied it out of the Crimits and made them all up. Yeah. The timestamps are wrong. You can see all of these things that are wrong, and I don't see why I should have to ride another 2 years in my house because of what these police officers have done when I'm informing everybody of what they've done. This isn't fair. It's not fair on my neighbourhood. It's not fair on myself. It was advertised that in the newspapers that I was found guilty for the organisation of illegal raves. If you just scroll down in the bottom of the ASBO, you can read my barrister's submissions. They couldn't prove illegality in the court. It's in red part 11. And it says that they couldn't prove that the raves were illegal. Yeah, and because they couldn't prove trespass. So he found it very out of order that this has happened to me, and it's very confusing. And he said that this is wrong, what's happened. You can even check, there's a copy of the licensing act, a snippet there, and it says that house parties and squats ain't licensable. You can charge money to make money, yeah, as long as you don't have a few of making profit. I never threw these parties. The Facebook of the person that actually threw the party is there. And there's a letter of a police officer called Inspector Adrian Combs, and Adrian Combs, he owns Big Boss Limited, so I didn't really want to cause any problems for Adrian Combs, because Big Boss Limited's in charge of all the festivals, Glastonbury and the rest of it. But what he says in his paperwork and the rest of his release notes, which I have here, and I've just put a letter up what he gave me, is that he was phoning a gentleman called Chris Lurcher Lewis, telling him not to throw a party. To speak to Chris. Chris kept putting the phone down on him and being rude. He mostly would have let Chris have the party if Chris had spoken to him with courtesy and respect. Chris threw the party. This police officer got in a helicopter, got loads of reporters, and landed in a field in Essex. He told all of them and gave them a noise abatement notice in Chris's name. Chris even tried to forge his name in the beginning and told them that this party's not allowed to happen. He sent the paperwork to the Metropolitan Police, and the Metropolitan Police had Chris Lurcher's name in it, knew that it was Chris's party, and somehow took Chris's picture out of it and set me up for it. Yeah, I don't think that's fair, yeah? I never threw this party. Chris's Facebook is there, and there's the rest of it. Yeah, I'm entitled to question any evidence that you have, and nobody went... I know that you're listening to a lot here, but... No one's taking me serious here. I'm not going to be the next Stephen Lawrence or the next Jay Ball that gets found in a river, because I've got hundreds of videos and audio recordings of yous. What happened is, Andrew Rio died while I was on curfew in Croydon. The public order team, which is, I don't know, you might know who they are because of your job, yeah, but if I was to explain it to a member of the public, yeah, I'd say the public order team is a special operation. They're special police officers that act under a limited company, and they're based in Scotland Yard. They can take drugs with people and then trick people and do the rest of it, yeah. And their main order is to set out to stop public offences like riots and protests and stuff like that. They took on the inquiry of Andrew Rio's death while I was on curfew, knowing I had nothing to do with Andrew Rio's death. They put Regulations 2000 Act into Theresa May because she was Secretary of State for the right to invade their privacy. And they invaded lots of different peoples. While I was on curfew, I got put on that, and they had no right to put me on that, invading in my house. Now, they knew I never went to the party, it was nothing to do with me, and I was building charities and working hard in my flat. Somehow, now... Them police officers, a load of police officers dealt with a load of them, but Chris, who lives in Essex, got Adrian Combs. But all the rest of the Londoners got the public order team, Valerie Tanner, going to their houses. Now, I never knew that they were throwing parties. Yeah, I've not contacted none of them for over a year. I've been in my house working hard. I didn't go to Andrew Rio's party. I didn't have nothing to do with none of it. Yeah? Now, what actually happened in that building, I don't know if how well informed yous are, but while I was on curfew in my house, a gentleman phoned my phone and told me that another person, Tucker, I believe his name, it ain't his real name, but a nickname is, he he must have been attending the party for whatever purpose, and he's advised people to spray my name on a wall in the toilet while I'm on curfew in my house, and there's a sex scandal being spread in my name that I've sexually assaulted my partner when I haven't, and no one's letting me out of my house. Now, I phone up my brethren and say to them, well, when they tell me that that's happened, I tell them that go and sort this out for me. Now, they're all graphers. They're all sprayers anyway. Now, Tucker's gone upstairs on top of the building, got a megaphone and shouted through that megaphone and infringed a riot. Yeah, breaking police front line, telling everyone to come in the building. He's pissed out of his nut, gone downstairs and gone to sleep in the van. Andrew Rio must be passing out on the floor dying, and no one's looking after Andrew Rio. This ain't my fault, I'm not there. The lads have gone to Tucker's van and sprayed Tucker's van completely while he's asleep inside it, his brand new van, because of this so-called spray thing, whatever's happened, yeah, while I'm on curfew. Tucker's woke up, left the build, collected all whatever, and left at 4 o'clock. User have watched his van leave sprayed up at 4 o'clock, but you also had the big bird on top of the building recording him with the megaphone. So you put the 6 pictures up of all the people that you wanted in relation to the possibility of Andrew Rio's death, and they were over the news, and Tucker's picture was one of them. He got arrested, but no one told Andrew Rio's mother that Tucker got arrested for this organising this party, or that that the police had him on camera inciting the megaphone. They charged Tucker with breaking front line and never told Andrew Rio's mother the truth. Yeah, that Andrew Rio had died, and they let Tucker get 18 months custodial, do half. So he done his half and got released. He kept throwing more whatever, and then he's been done again. Now he's riding a little bird again because he's breach of license and 6 months for throwing a party. Now, through all of that, now somehow this Stephen Elsmore's gone and took Andrew Rio's death and put it in the third page of my ASBO. And I seem to be riding a curfew because somehow it says I'm involved in these parties that caused Andrew Rio's death. Yeah? Now, I don't think that's fair. Yeah? Now, what makes it worse is Inspector Skinner knows that another one of these people that was up with Tucker's picture is called Anthony Harvey, this young kid I don't even know. This young kid goes to the police station, hands himself in, you start doing an investigation and put him on bail conditions. Do not throw no more parties anywhere. Yeah, now I'm on curfew in my house working hard. I'm building Bliss Charity. I'm working with Ponder's End Festival, kids with cerebral palsy. I've got the keys to my community hall. I'm a manager down at White Sands Nightclub on Brixton High Street. I'm working hard. I'm building a model constitution. I've got a charity bar up on my charity. I'm in Lock to Lock Festival. So I'm committing myself to working hard and to where I said I was going to be, yeah? And I never done nothing wrong, yeah? Now, next thing I know, Steve Elsmore's put that inside of it about the first ASBO, yeah, and he's gone along, and he's created the each police officer's done 4 statements saying that I had done this party when they all knew I never, because Adrian Combs has gave them the true paperwork. All of this has happened to me, and I've done nothing wrong. They knew that there was 2 parties going on the same day, Progress Way and one at the Old Man Building. In them transcripts, you can see Steve Elsmore was asked, are you sure that every party that was on the 6th and the 7th of the 8th is that you put in that folder is only Progress Way? He swears under oath, yes, I'm 100% sure. Yeah, and if you check, he got so bored making that folder, he left all Crown Road in all of the CADs. He lied under oath to get me found guilty when he knew all of the 999 call. No one went to Progress Way. Because Progress Way, if you work it out, them have left Essex, so only the cars that were with them not in Essex after Adrian Combs served them a baitless followed Chris. Chris has gone down to Progress Way to meet other friends where they're living, and they've had a little party there maybe. Yeah? But the adults are in the Old Man Building, and they've been in there for months prior, and used not knew that. Yeah, I didn't know. I'm on curfew. I've not even visited them. They're all my friends. I'm not even visiting my own friends. Yeah? Now, everyone, all the foot soldiers that have left after Adrian Combs have come, they've gone straight to Southbury train station, the closest train station, and walked straight out, seen the Old Man Building, and gone straight into the Old Man Building. So no one's gone to this Progress Way, yeah? Other than a few of the cars from the beginning. So no noise complaints went to Progress Way. Now, what the police officers went and done is they falsified all of they took all of the CADs, started blocking out all of the blocking out the CADs name the things, but they forgot to take the X to Y locations out. So when you check them all of the 999 calls, the true ones that don't the timestamps don't go wrong to, belong to Crown Road. Then to make up Progress Way, they've made up fiddly paperwork out of the computers and they've got the timestamps wrong making them and put them in for Progress Way. None of the police officers have got 101 books. Yeah, none of them. I've got a note here of Sally Gilchrist, the legal executive director, and she says no members of the public wanted to give evidence in court or wanted to sign a statement. But you can tell by the magnitude of the CADs that there was a problem on this day. So now I've been, without no first-hand evidence, not being allowed to question with no question, I've been found guilty with no true witnesses, no true victims, no signatures to the bottoms, all the timestamps wrong. No one really went to Progress Way, they all went to the old man building. All the paperwork in that folder really belongs to the old man building, not Progress Way. Steve Ellsmore's lied under his statement saying that that's the complete opposite. And I've got to ride 9-8 years of my life in my house here. I'm not allowed to have a festival. I've wrote to every other borough and they've said because of this says the organisation of illegal raves, I'm not allowed licensing. Yeah, they said because it says illegal, that's the problem. Yeah, they said if it never said that, I've got all of the emails from all of the other boroughs and they've said the only borough I can work with is Enfield Council. But how can I go and give Enfield Council all of my work when they forged all of this paperwork to do that to me in the beginning and then allowed this to happen to my wifey and the baby that I cared about? Yeah, I don't think it's all fair. I appreciate that you've listened to me and that you finally might understand a bit. I've not done nothing wrong here. Yeah, half the recordings I've got of all the police officers, if you go to the audio recordings just in that website, if you click on it, I've not uploaded all of them, I've got so many more here and I've transcribed quite a lot of them. If you click on the audios, yeah, and then you just on the website, you can click on the little buttons beside it and you can see the transcripts in them. If you click on the little music button on it, yeah, you can see them all and you can see where you are telling me down the phone that I've been robbed. If you look at the German bloke doing the Morse code typing it all up, if you just click on the little play button sign there, you'll see all the transcripts and they keep telling me down the phone that I'm dead. You're dead, you're dead, you've been robbed, you're dead. How is that professional behaviour? How am I supposed to walk out of my house now knowing you are saying that down the phone? You've all forged this paperwork in the beginning. It's a sentence that not even a terrorist should get. Yeah, if you check the video footage here of the Supreme Courts, the Supreme Courts say that you can't even give a terrorist this sort of sentence. Yeah, a curfew is a punishable offence. Yeah, curfew, electronic tag, being released from prison early. I've got a standalone ASBO. It's not supposed to be a criminal offence. It's not on my criminal record. If you check my criminal record, there ain't no organisation of illegal raves on it. And the reason for that is because I've got a standalone ASBO. Yeah, and I went to court to defend myself and I won the case of the organisation of illegal raves and they've set me up. Otherwise, it'd be on my criminal record. Yeah, I shouldn't be getting punished for this. I shouldn't be getting punished, no way. It'd be on my criminal record, no? Am I correct in saying that? If the organisation of illegal raves, if I've been found guilty, it should be on my criminal record. The max I should have done 6 months custodial, then a CBO ASBO should have started, and I should have then got the ASBO to start after that. What have I got to wait till 2020 now? Yeah, the 11th of 2020. When I walk out of my house in 2000, say I walk out a month earlier, yeah, most times, try and set people up at the end of their ASBOs, not all the way through it, because you want to reactivate the ASBO at the end of it and make the person do extra burn. So how bad is my life going to be in 2020 when you really need to get this back onto me? Yeah, to hold me even longer, to stop me getting out and showing people the truth or talking to Shannon about this. Because yous have made it out that Shannon's told yous that it's all right to kill me and that the general public should all believe in this. But me and Shannon haven't argued. Has Shannon told yous that you're allowed to kill me in public or bar me from my own country? Hello?
I can't comment on that. I don't know.
I appreciate you listening. Anyway, I'm going to go, madam. Thank you. I'm going to have a good day, madam. I've got not much to say.